Well, hello again, George Hallford, Local Matters, one of my favorite times of the week where we learn more about our citizens, and it's the who every day contribute to the fabric of our great community and region. Today we're going to talk about a very special subject, and I'm going to listen. That's going to be very hard. Operation United Hope, a veterans program, a food pantry, and much more than that. Very happy today to have Wynn Kohler, the founder, and Ray Gould. He's told me Ray Charles, but I think he's Ray Gould.
By relation.
Yeah, and Ray is, I see, retired military. And get to share their journey, their experiences. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
I mentioned we're going to start at birth, and y'all talk about what you want to do growing up, how you came to have this journey and where you are today. So we're I'm going to do something rare. I'm going to try to listen. So when you are Ray the One, let's talk about where y'all are, where you're from, what you're doing, and what you've been.
Well, I'll go first, I guess. Ray Gould here. I hail from, born and raised in New York. Don't hold it against me.
Woo. No, it's great.
Born and raised in New York. I was sent to Arkansas, went to high school and finished college there, enlisted in the Marine Corps, got stationed in California, and then got deployed for Bosnia and several tours in the Gulf in combat.
Okay.
Medically retired from the Marine Corps after 14 and a half years.
Okay.
Due to injury I sustained over there. And so anyway, we bought a house over there, my wife Cheryl and my son Oliver.
Oliver?
In California. And he's 12, going to Avery Trace, big
That's
football
great.
Player and all that good stuff.
That's great.
And so we got out of California. We moved out here in 2020, and we bought our house out here. And we actually discovered Cookeville on a road trip we did several years prior, and we were just doing a cross country from California to, I think we made it as far east as Atlanta, but we spent a lot of time here in Tennessee and fell in love with Tennessee.
Sure.
And then, so long story short, COVID was starting to kick in and stuff like that, and I just knew we needed to get out of California.
You know, Johnston.
Yeah.
Being a retired chamber guy, I got to say this. Your experience is not uncommon. We're halfway between Florida and Canada. We're a day's drive of 76% of the country's population. And Tennessee in the mountains, I moved here in the 70s, not here, but I'm a Tennessean by choice, and my wife's from West Tennessee. But your story is very similar about how people discover. And we've got some great new friends and neighbors who moved here from all over the country in the last few years, but over many, many years. So welcome, and we're glad to have you. Now, Ms. Wynn, tell me about you.
I'm Wynn Kohler. I am the president of Operation United Hope.
Okay.
Me and my family, we moved here in 2021.
Okay.
Kind of found it the same way. We did a COVID, Washington State, totally locked down. Spokane, Washington.
Okay, great.
Went out and went to Yuma, Arizona to visit family because we weren't going to be locked up the whole time. Ended up buying a pop-up camper, traveled the country, camped in the middle of nowhere a little south of Crossville. Loved it. The kids had to go to bed at night because we had no TV, no nothing. They got to experience fireflies for the first time, which I grew up with them. I'm originally from upstate New York.
Sure, great.
So it was great, and I've been telling my husband for 10 plus years, we're moving to Tennessee. My heart was meant to be here. So we finally ended up moving in 2021 after COVID released. We moved to Sparta, and now we're in Baxter. We're working on purchasing a home in Cookeville.
This whole area.
Beautiful, beautiful
Baxter,
area.
Baxter, Sparta, Livingston, Crossville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
Yep, and got into doing what I'm doing because my husband, he's a 100% disabled veteran.
Okay.
He was in the Army, an infantryman. He did 3 tours to Iraq.
Okay.
And my daddy, he was a World War II veteran.
Oh, man.
So military is a passion of mine, something I feel strongly about. I've seen where our older generation veterans, how they've been treated. I've seen how newer generation veterans have been treated. And I just knew that, you know, more could be done. And I think this community has really proven that too. The amount of support, trying not to get emotional, the amount of support and stuff that's come from Cookeville and the surrounding communities has just been outstanding and amazing. It's such a blessing to be able to be doing what we're doing, and I'm so proud of our mission and what we're doing, and we couldn't do it without the community support.
You know, you're in a sweet spot, Sergeant mm-hmm. York, right? Have you been up to the mm-hmm. museum? But then you know the history of World War One, Tennessee Tech during the sesquicentennial of World War One sponsored major things here. It might have been right before your time here, but. So we're nationally known for our that aspect, the military. So mm-hmm. it's really great. Let's talk a little bit about your so you did all this. Mm-hmm. You found a purpose,
mm-hmm.
and it's an important purpose. So let's talk more about – first, let's talk about the veterans. I think there's a lot of positive things on TV about veterans and different ways to help. So I think we're mm-hmm. becoming more aware.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think we're aware of – Ray, what you've been through, and what there are so many of you who served honorably, came home, went to work, kept quiet. My granddad did not talk about World War One. They didn't talk about it. So let's just have some conversation about whatever's on your heart.
Well, I mean, just to piggyback on that, my dad was a Korean War vet with the Air Force.
Okay.
And, stories I got from him was tremendous, just how they were treated and stuff. And I can only from Vietnam as well.
Oh, sure.
But to bring it forward, being a veteran myself, and going through that walk, dealing with the VA and all the, the issues that kind of go with that.
Just the bureaucracy.
Yeah, probably. And all, and getting ratings and so forth. It's a challenge. So this has provided us an opportunity, especially for me, to be able to give back to my brothers and sisters that have served.
Oh, sure.
And have an understanding with them, when they walk through the door. I'm also an ordained minister as well.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
So it's beautiful to bring it full circle and to be able to have a conversation with them on any kind of level that they need to. And when she's provided this opportunity for us to really do good things, I always joke and say, we're Cookeville's best kept secret.
Well, let's tell people.
So this is we appreciate you having us to be
glad
able to talk
to
about it. Yeah.
Wynn, you want to piggyback on that? Let's talk a little bit about your experiences and what you've learned and what you're learning and where we're going. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't get my dad, World War II vet, he didn't talk very much about it at all.
Yep.
I did take care of my daddy till he passed away at 99 and a half years old.
Wow.
99 and a half.
Yeah.
Wanted to make it to 100. He came so close. but he didn't talk about it till the end. And one thing that always got me about my dad is that, everybody would say, PTSD and even newer mm-hmm. veterans, you can get over PTSD. Just take some medicine, go to counseling.
No, it's real. It's real.
Mm-hmm. And people don't, unless you've been out there or you're dealing with a family member with it, you don't totally understand everything. And my daddy, especially when he started getting Alzheimer's and stuff and getting very sick, he was having flashbacks of the war.
Oh, sure.
He'd wake up in night terrors and sweats and wake up fighting. It's never something as easy as to getting some counseling and taking some pills and,
Not quite that simple.
Not quite that simple. So I learned that from my dad. And then my husband, as I said, he's a disabled veteran. He did 3 tours, and he suffers with PTSD and mm-hmm. a lot of stuff going on with him mentally, physically. So I've learned through his struggles and our family's struggles because of it. We've experienced homelessness in Washington, trying to get help and support. And, there's just – everybody thinks there's a lot out there for veterans with support, but there's a lot of red tape and a lot of things you got to jump through and fill in the correct little box and such. So I've learned a lot of things through that experience with my family. We also have, I didn't mention, but we do have 3 little kids. I say little. They don't believe they're little anymore.
Who are they? How old are they?
Ember is 8 years old.
Okay.
Vincent is 9. He's going to be 10 here on the 13th.
Yeah.
Going on 21. and our oldest, Chloe, she just turned 12.
Oh, wow. You've got a... What a great time to come to this community and this region and this state and this part of the world. Mm-hmm. So what are you learning about the veterans as a group here in this region, their needs, what are you experiencing, your relationships with other organizations that have similar things? What are you seeing right now?
I'm a longtime member with the American Legion.
Great.
And
okay.
Been, you know, held many offices with the American Legion in California and such, and served out here as well. You know, they come from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really, you know, struck a chord with me is, you know, here at our shop here, we had a vet that came in, and he held up his shirt. And I tell you, you can count every rib that was on his chest plate. Just malnutrition, not getting what they're needing, the supplements of life. The things that they need. So that's one of the great things that, you know, we're happy to be able to provide for them here and abroad.
Are there more than we realize?
Oh, yes. Oh,
you know, I mean, we don't, it's sort of a, underneath, the, it's historically, it's sort of the quiet challenge that we have in this country nowadays. So how do you find these people? How do they find you? Talk about your network and how you do that, please.
We get a lot of referrals from the VA clinic here in town,
from the
VSO officers.
Okay.
We work a lot with the Livingston VFW, American Legion, groups out there, and then word of mouth. Our biggest struggle with getting out there, I would say, is veterans wanting to ask for help. They don't like asking.
Sure. You know, we've just touched the surface. We're going to come back next segment and go dive deeper. George Hofford, Local Matters, stay tuned. Well, we're back. George Hofford, great topic today. Great topic. Wynn Kohler, the president of Operation United Hope, and Ray Gould, a retired Marine, ordained minister, great guy, and y'all are retired military for your families. I mean, you've hit up. And this is a new nonprofit, fairly new here. 501c3 that is dealing with veterans and everything from food pantries to referrals. So let's just pick up where we left off and talk about present day and how you're operating and where is your location.
So we are located at 5725 Highway 111,
okay.
Unit 3, right down just past, if you're heading from Allgood to, say, Livingston on 111, or just past the Allgood exit, the next one down.
You sure?
And okay. About 5 minutes from Allgood. We're still a Cookville address.
Sure.
We're in those green commercial spaces. That's usually the best way for people to spot us and see us.
And there's a roofing sign, I think. It used to be something else, but there's a big white sign, and it says something roofing on it.
And they just changed
it. Okay.
They just changed it.
Okay.
And our little sign's there as you come into the driveway right there on the right.
So how are you reaching out? Because, you know, nonprofits are very, you know, it's a challenge for resources. Mm-hmm. It's challenge for information. And what you're doing today is great to get the word. But how do you every day get the word out to these groups? You mentioned the VA. And others, but what else? What other kind of things do you do?
Well, through social media, our website, you know, being on forums like this, it's huge. You know, it gets out and reaches a bigger, you know, bigger footprint as far as audience goes. Word of mouth,
just
going
great.
Out there. I have cards. I'm walking to veterans. You know, commonality is you have guys in there with hats on, and they see and they have that relatability. They walk up and start a conversation, and then you just share the information, and then there you go. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'd say the best way I've had with getting out there and getting the word out is probably Hip Cookville has been where I put a lot of blasts out. They're very good with us with improving our posts and whatnot, and I get a lot of feedback off of just Facebook. We also do our website, OperationUnitedHope.com. People go through there. To get information, because we keep that updated with we on the website, we have a current needs list. We have upcoming events, all kinds of information. Our biggest thing on there is we have a section on there where you can become a monthly donor,
okay,
which is our biggest current need right now.
Sure.
Because even though we are a nonprofit, we still have a lot of bills. We have, sure, we have to pay, sure, rent. We have to pay the electric, things like that. And unfortunately, as most people know, rents are not cheap anymore for anybody or anything.
No,
so,
no. And we're a growing community, and mm-hmm, the real estate and prices and obviously the economy, and I'm not talking mm-hmm politically, but
yep,
inflation and all the things that affect profitable businesses affect nonprofits mm-hmm the same way.
That's right.
Let's see. I was going to one quick thing. Are you familiar with Run for the Wall?
Yes. Yes.
You know, well, you know the story, then. You've been here long enough. We became a destination, not a destination. They spent the night here, and we had mm-hmm – yes, you might have been here during the – well, we lined the interstate, and we lined the streets, so.
In California, I was a Patriot Guard, right? Southern California Patriot Guard rider.
Sure, okay.
And a ride captain with them, so I got to participate on that. And it was another ironic thing. And we, you know, and that's running from, you know, west to east, going to Washington to see the wall.
The wall. The wall, yes.
The wall, and we see that and touch it and all that, and then we turn around and go back. And they have three routes. They have the northern route. Mid route,
that's
and
right.
The southern route. We used to take the mid route,
and we've been doing that now for years. I've obviously retired, lost touch, but you know, we hosted a dinner for them at the chamber that night. And the stories mm-hmm and the people, the real heroes. Y'all are heroes. Your families are heroes. And are you seeing a resurgence? Are you beginning to feel that maybe there's a more information, more knowledge about through y'all's work and others of what y'all are doing?
I think knowledge is power. You know, ignorance is what really kills everything. Yeah. I think more folks that, burst and getting out and hearing information about veterans and programs and their experiences, things that they've gone through, I found that it's awakening, you know. I walk through town, and I can be in Sam's Club here or Lowe's here in Cookeville, and I'll have people walk up to me, and they see my hat, and they thank me for my service.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of folks, you know, are timid of that, and, you know, and it's a new generation that's coming up and seeing that, and I think it's so awesome to get someone to thank you for your service, where before, you know, they wouldn't say anything. So I think, in programs like ours, the different veteran groups, VA programs and stuff like that, you know, getting the word out, what you're doing here is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all our listeners out there, you know, it means a lot for, you know, myself and those bros and gals that have been over fighting for our freedom that we have every day.
So we're still small enough that we can, I'm talking the region, that we can do personal contact mm-hmm better or more than the large urban areas. So are you... we're going to come back next segment. We've got a couple of minutes left this one. And look in the crystal ball and talk about your plans, your future, how you're carrying out your important mission in this. So sounds like y'all are off to a really good start. Y'all have found homes like mm-hmm I found a home years ago. And your children seem to be doing you sound like they're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Making friends and
they love it here.
Getting involved, like you said, y'all are one of the best kept secrets. Obviously, we're one of the best kept secrets, and we're being discovered. We don't want to be discovered too big, but and we're having wonderful new people move in from all over the country. We think it's great. That part's great. Sorry for these other states that are going through challenges. And I'm not talking politically, but. Across the street, and I told you I wasn't going to talk, and I'm sorry, but across the street, a good friend from California, grew up there and retired and have moved here and just loves it here. That's the story that we're hearing. So, I imagine you telling all your family and friends and
mm-hmm
come to Tennessee.
Yeah, I tell everybody it's the best state. I love it here. Like I said, over 10 years, worked on my husband to get him here. So,
and he's glad. He's not taking credit for it.
Oh, yeah, he loves it here. Yeah.
That is great. Well, we've got a little less than a minute here, about a minute in this segment. But anything else you want to talk about till we go to the future? Anything you're doing now or anything you want to talk about?
Well, one thing I want to just kind of not necessarily pitch, but, you know, nonprofits are nonprofits. You know, we don't make any money. I mean, everything that we get, it comes from a community. So we're supported by the community, and we're only as successful as the input from the community. And that it's like Goodwill, you know, all the things we come in, and everything's turned over to our veterans and their immediate families, free of charge. You know, just as long as that they're honorable discharge and so forth.
So you take in things like these other agencies do, like mm-hmm. clothes, furniture, anything? Because I personally have some clothes that I need and some parts to get to.
Diapers, wipes. We service the whole families from seniors down to infants. And our biggest, need is going to our website and checking that out for monthly donations.
So you're a one-stop shop for veterans mm-hmm. and on a lot of different fronts. And there's a lot of people that are looking to do things like this. So we're going to come back in just a moment. George Hallford talking about a great new program here in our region. Back soon. George Hallford back on Local Matters. I'm learning a lot today about a new veterans program. Not new. It's new for our fairly new, a couple of years or more. Mm-hmm. From two nice people who are on a journey to help their fellow human beings, military retirees. The nonprofit is Operation United Hope, and very happy to have Wynn and guy here. Thank you, Ray. I called you guy again. So let's talk about what you're planning, what you're doing, short term and then long term. Looking in the future, where are you trying to obviously serve veterans, but how are you planning to grow the program, involve the program? Anything you want to talk about? It's your show.
Well, I think essentially, you know, from an economic standpoint, again, I'm kept honing in on the nonprofit. Monthly donorship, you know, that will help us on a financial level, like our Wynn said, you know, to keep our doors open, to keep the lights on,
sure.
you know. It's hard, you know, and especially being an officer on the back end, you know, we get to see all the stuff that's going on back end. Our clients that come in don't see that, and we want to make sure we're going to be around for a long time to be able to grow where we're at right now and to be able to reach out and get our word out to all our newer veterans and retirees that's out there in your immediate families.
Yeah, that's great. We're just trying to think how can we help you get the word out? I know we're doing this today. Cookeville, Putnam County, this region is a very hands-on. We're the old-fashioned type. There's no substitute for personal contact.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing today, not because of me, but just awareness and public awareness. So, just being everywhere all the mm-hmm. time when they have events and chamber here. Not because I serve there, but. Very open, a lot of meetings, just being, what is it, Woody Allen said 90% of life's just showing up. So mm-hmm. a lot showing up. So you talked about programs coming for the holidays and things you're going to be doing to help short term.
So this Thanksgiving is going to be our third annual Thanksgiving meal for military families.
Okay.
So we serve our clients, but we also invite any military family to come down. We'll have an app there that they can fill out to be registered with our program. It's going to be held at the First Presbyterian Church in Cookeville.
Sure.
Address is 20 North Dixie Ave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be held from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. And we are looking at serving 60 to 100 veterans and our media families. We're still in need of donations of food and volunteers for this event. And we always need volunteers for our shop as well. That's one of our big, big needs is, you know, we get a lot of very nice, kind donations from the community of stuff and having the staff to process it. None of us get paid. Not a single one of us make a dime. It's all volunteers from the board on down. So volunteers is very, very important and vital to our organization. And we have openings to volunteer from Sunday to Friday. Monday and Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is our main days for volunteering. But we have other days, times, later hours, things like that. So we're very flexible for our volunteers. Also this Christmas, we'll be doing our Christmas program again, where we adopt a senior veteran, we adopt the military kids. Really, we just adopt the whole family. We do a Christmas tree for military at Red Silo Brewing Company here in Cookeville.
Oh, sure, sure.
They put it up for us, and we just go and hang tags with current needs and wants for the senior vets and the children. Every year it's been very successful and very, very amazing to hear from the families and get the pictures after Christmas of their children and, you know, parents coming in and picking up gifts for their kids. They wasn't sure how they were going to get anything, you know, and being in tears.
So you got a military toys for tots.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's great. That's good. Mm-hmm. Great to know. I mean, yeah. And you've not only tots, but all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me again your social media information because you told me, but I'm ADD. I can't remember.
Our website is OperationUnitedHope.com. Mm-hmm. And you can go on there and you can find out. It has a tab for all of our events coming up, has a tab on how to become a monthly donor, has a tab. We also have a section because people want to know the stories of our veterans and that we're helping. They want to see. They don't want to just take our word for it. So we do share stories with permission from from the veterans. So we share, you know, their stories, photos, things on there so they can see, you know, veterans we have helped, families we have helped with their permission. To make them feel a little better when, you know, they're considering, is this an organization I want to work with or volunteer with or, you know, donate with. So we try to be very transparent and get as much information out there as we can.
Are there similar organizations like you're not part of a franchise or a law? This is strictly a labor of love and strictly a local regional program. And you're connecting with agencies that can work together and support, and you're sort of a networking group or communications, and referral is the word I'm using. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the VA. That's great.
So I consider us, when I talk about us, I call us a veterans pantry or a free shop. Because we do so much more than just food. We started off as food pretty much being our focus. But, I mean, now when they come in, they can shop for anything you can find at a pantry or, like, a Goodwill. You come in, you find food. You find non-perishables, frozen, cold. You go to the back, you find towels, bedding, dishes, diapers,
so really
wipes, clothing.
Almost anything I'm already thinking as a hoarder.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking about things that could be used.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just can be almost anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and a big thing we get asked for a lot too is pet products, pet foods. I used to get asked a lot. Veterans would be like, "Can you help me rehome my pet?" Well, why are you rehoming it? Well, I can't afford to feed myself, let alone my pet. And so I said, "Well, what if we can help you feed your pet and keep your animal home?" So we take food supplies for cats, dogs as well. And that's been a big blessing to family. So a little bit of everything. We just say if it's clean, it's functional, we'll take it. We will find a home for it. If it's something we can't use or we have a major abundance or out of season clothing, things like that, we work with other organizations. We pass that stuff on. We try to focus here in Putnam County first, but then we spread out. But nothing is ever sold. We continue on donating to other nonprofits to keep helping others.
You mentioned your board. Can you share your board? How large is it? Some of the people on it? Anything you want to?
Well, you're looking at it right now.
Okay.
Wynn's our president. I'm the vice president.
So you're just really getting organized.
Yeah, we're getting organized. I mean, we are looking for, we have availability on our board, but, you know, it's, you know, anybody's interested, we invite them to come down and check us out and stuff. There's a little bit of a vetting process, you know, because, you know, we worked hard and we wanted, you know, people to come on board like-minded that are, you know, have their heart in this, that wants to give back and do great things. But we have a president, vice president. We have Peggy, who's our current finance officer.
Peggy, okay.
And she's awesome. And then that's as far as the board goes. And then after that, we have committees and so forth.
Oh,
and
sure.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you're really, for a group that's only a couple of years old here, y'all y'all have hit the road running, it sounds mm-hmm. like, that you really got a lot, the fields are white under harvest for mm-hmm. the people that you're serving. And we just need to take care of people who take care of us. Biblical. It's biblical. And you're like, well, God bless y'all. We've still got a little time. You want to talk about your family, your parents, I mean, your dads and things they did, any stories that you want to share about your military, yourself, your family, your military history, or as it relates to what you're trying to do?
Well, I guess a little bit on me. I served two tours in the Gulf. I was a door gunner. I was a drill instructor. At some point, a lot of folks didn't like me too much because I got your job. Yeah, I got to make Marines.
Discipline.
With the Marine Corps. But I got injured on my last tour of duty. I got ejected out of a helicopter. I fell 130 feet, 13 stories.
Holy
cow. Everybody said, did you remember the fall? I said, not too much. I remember a little bit of it, but no. But broke my back three places, both legs, arms, skull fracture. I was fit to be tied. But our good Lord, you know, saw me through this. And so
He's not through with you.
He's
yet.
Not through with us. He's not through with me. So
yeah, I'm here. That's great. Yeah. Anything you've got, young lady?
Nothing really about my family, but I would like to add that if someone is looking to donate food items, we do have two drop-off locations if you can't make it out to our shop. Big Tony's Pizza on 10th Street in Cookeville.
Yeah.
They have a donation bin for us, so anytime you can drop down toiletries or non-perishable foods there.
Okay.
And then in Sparta, we have Sparta Fireworks as well. The information of their hours, their websites, and addresses, things like that, are all on our website. If you go to OperationUnitedHope.com, you can find all the details, along with our list of current needs. Is all on our website.
That is great. So I'm impressed, personally. I mean, just to hear the story and what you're doing. We've got about a minute left, a little over that. How are we beginning, and I hope we are, recruiting of young people into the service? We've gone through a period of it's tough out there, a lot of reasons for that, technology choices, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to get into the politics side, but are you seeing a light at the end of the tunnel? There's usually hope somewhere, but is it just, it's always tougher. It's just getting tougher.
What I tell most young people that I talk to, I always say the service is what you make of it. You know, if you go in there and you have a strong work ethic, and you go in there and you have you have to have a goal. Be goal-oriented.
That's right.
You can go out there and do that.
Amen.
You'll be doing great things. But just like being out here in civilian, there's good and bad.
That's
and
right.
There's bad in there as well. You know, so just got to be.
You know, I know the draft, I was part of the draft era of Vietnam War, but, you know, there were some good things. A lot of young people learned discipline, got an education, learned a career for the first, I mean, That was a very valuable thing that we had to do, and so it was. You know, I'm not saying military. I'm not saying let's do the draft back. We're about out of time. George Alford, thank you, and God bless you and what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.